السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, and I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah most high. And I also bear witness that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, for his mercy, for his protection, for his forgiveness, for his sustenance, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the successful ones, both in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The hadith that I mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those individuals that are severely burdened with calamities, are the Anbiya, are the Prophets and Messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those who come next to them in righteousness and prophetic conduct, If we were to analyze these words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater the test is. The closer one is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more calamities you will face, the more tribulations you may have to go through. This is not a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a certain community, or a certain people, or a certain individual. Rather, it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those individuals whom He loves and whom are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we look around us and we see the various different kinds of troubles, and like I've mentioned before, we ask the same questions many individuals ask, and we say, Mata Nasrullah? Where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb, that verily the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very near. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very near. But it is near for those individuals who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Of the individuals who are afflicted with calamities and miseries, there are two kinds. And there's two kinds of individuals. One, in this dunya, we're not talking about the hereafter. One are those individuals who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is either punishing or warning. These fall into the same category. They've done something wrong. They have not remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing them. Or, we should understand it as a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is about time that I wake up. I have done wrong enough. I have done wrong enough in my life, and it's about time I wake up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that in the Quran. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That we will give them a taste of a smaller punishment rather than the greater punishment, so that they remember, so that they return. They return to the words of their Creator. They return to the reminders of their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will give you some punishment in this dunya, because that punishment, in comparison to the punishment of the hereafter, is nothing. It may serve as a reminder for you. It is a reminder for these individuals so that they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we look around us, if we look into our own personal lives, we will find that there are times when we go through personal tribulations. It may be small things, such as maybe losing a job, getting into a car accident, a business deal not going through, not being able to get the classes that we want, not being able to attend the university that we want, not being able to get the job that we want. right? Something happening to our children, our spouses, all of a sudden we're afflicted with a certain kind of disease. These are all reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact of life is that we as believers believe that these are reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we are afflicted with a thing of a certain nature, we do turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We definitely, and that is a sign of a believer. That is a sign that you are indeed a believer. You have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have conviction in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli shay'in qadir, that Allah has power over everything. So that is a sign. We see these in our own personal lives on a daily basis. Then there are those individuals, of the two kinds of individuals who were afflicted, you have a kind of individuals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate their status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give them a greater reward. There's a hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated to have said, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a certain rank, a position to an individual, and that individual is not able to reach that rank because of his or her deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts those individuals. And due to their affliction, due to the patience because of this affliction, due to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates their status, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a higher status, both in this dunya and in the hereafter. Both in this dunya and in the hereafter. Now it's quite natural. It's quite natural that when an individual is afflicted in any form or manner, a person becomes distressed. Any individual would become distressed. You would become worried. People go through all kinds of different phases when things like this happen. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a remedy for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Be patient and do your salah. Be patient and do your salah. Now, being patient is with the fact that whatever comes my way, I am patient with it. But at the same time, put your forehead on the ground to remember that Allah is the Creator. Allah is the one who takes care of our affairs. And it is only when I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only when I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of my affairs. That is why there's that one dua. When we go to sleep, there's a longer version of a dua which says, لا ملجا منك ولا منجا إلا إليك. That there is no place to turn to or run away from except in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how far you may want to hide, no matter how far you may want to run, you can't run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone wants to run to anything, there's nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a conviction that we need to have in our minds and hearts. Whenever, and in this day and age, there's so many things that happen around us. And there's every single one of us is involved in some form or manner. Right? We may be on the boards of certain organizations, we may be doing certain things, and whatever it may be that we do in order to face the challenges that we see around us today. Right? Whatever it may be, there's many challenges. Whatever it is that we do in order to face these challenges, we first have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when we sit down in a meeting, our meetings should begin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our meetings should end with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you may, and it's a fact of life. Sometimes we sit in meetings for hours and hours and we accomplish nothing. We come out with a lot of great action items and nothing ever gets done. And pretty much that time is wasted time. And for individuals who are involved, this may be at work, this may be at your home, this may be in the masjid. I mean, within families many a times, when there's conflicts, families get together, sit down, they decide on certain things, they spend an hour, you know, discussing and letting their feelings out, and whatever it is that we do in order to make it a better environment in our homes or offices or inside the masjid, sometimes nothing ever gets done. Sometimes nothing ever gets done. And we have to keep in mind that it is due to the fact that we are not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time man thinks that it is me, it is I can get this done. If it's not for me, then you can't do this. It's not you, it's not I, rather it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chooses. If we are able to do any good for anyone, whether it be for ourselves or for the people around us, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. And if we turn away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. If you turn away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another ummah. And keep in mind that any individual when afflicted, no matter how, what kind of an individual that may be, becomes distressed. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, no one is immune from distress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. So much so that even the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam thought, not this thought didn't enter their minds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this as an example, that it was very close that they might have thought that they had been lied to about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. I mean, they would reach that stage and then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Because they still had conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They still had conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something which we need to keep alive in our minds and hearts every day. That no matter what happens, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to fulfill our obligations. We need to fulfill our obligations. You know, what's happening? There's two things, I mean, of the many things that have happened around us, there's two great things that have happened in the last week. Right? In this last week, there's two great things that have happened. First of all, obviously, as we all know, the World Cup. For those of us that have come from different, I mean, Americans are not very interested in the World Cup or football, or as we refer to it as soccer. But that's the one thing. I mean, many individuals who come from the subcontinent or from African countries or especially the Middle East, we are all football crazy, right? Soccer crazy. We are following what's happening. We're watching the games. So much so that Cisco is, isn't it Cisco that's providing a little screen on your computer where you can actually watch? I mean, this is what companies are providing for you. You can actually watch, you know, while you're working. I don't know what you're supposed to do. This is a fact of life, right? What is it? Germany won over Argentina? Now, I'm not a football fan, but I just read it in the news this morning. And so this is what, so much so that I will happen to be in Denmark next weekend, in a conference next weekend. And I got an email from the organizers today and said, we will finish promptly at 7 p.m. so those individuals who want to follow the football matches can do so. This is how conscious people are about their, about soccer, about football. That's the one thing, right? On the other hand, we also find out that one Israeli has been kidnapped and the entire world has been shaken up. Right? Fact of life is, many of us have probably spent more time reading about football and the FIFA World Cup than this one Israeli that's been kidnapped. Right? One individual has been kidnapped and the entire world has been shaken up. What happened to the thousands of Palestinians who have been kidnapped? Who are sitting in jails? Who have, first of all, who have been killed? Whose blood is of no value at all? Young children, women, bombs being thrown at homes and schools, in hospitals. Right? Palestinians being killed. Children, women. These are those that are being killed. At the same time, there's thousands of individuals who have been captured. And then there's hundreds of thousands of individuals who can't even cross the border to go to work. Brother Adnan was mentioning a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, where an individual of his family needed to go to a hospital. And it took them 12 to 16 hours and tons of phone calls to many ministers to get this individual to a hospital for the sake of Allah. And what have we done as an ummah? What have we done as an ummah? And the fact of life is, people around us talk about this. Do we have enough information to provide to them? Do we have information to provide to them? Do we have the facts? Ask anyone about football, going back to FIFA, of who scored and who won and what the score was. We know that. Ask some statistics about Palestine and Israel. We have no idea. We have no idea how many thousands of Palestinians, never mind, have been killed in this last few years. Let's talk from January until now. We don't have these statistics. Because we really don't care. It's a matter that does not concern us. Muslims are being killed, we don't care. And one Israeli has been kidnapped and they have shaken up the entire world. And even now we talk about peace and justice. The so-called peace and justice activists. Where's the Geneva Convention? Where's the United Nations when something like this happens? No one's willing to speak up. People are too scared. And this has nothing to do with the fact that Muslims are Jews. We're talking about peace and justice. Being just. We're talking about being just. It's very possible that in this last few days there's many Palestinians who've probably been killed or kidnapped. The media hasn't covered that. And even if they did, they will twirl the story. And even if they did, it will not be on the first page, it will be on the last page. Even if they did, it will be on the last page. We'll take our own town for example, if you've been following any politics. In this last week, what's been happening? There's things happening at the city hall which you wouldn't expect. What happens to our peace and justice? Where do we stand? What have we done? Have we made our voices heard? And the reason it's frustrating at times is we are not talking about one or two individuals from the community. Everyone needs to stand up. It's about time we started educating ourselves. And we started talking about this. There are people who are not shy to talk about these things. It's because they are very well versed, they're very well educated, and that's on the top of their minds, and that's their agenda of the day. And when someone talks to us, we try to change the story, twirl the story, because we have no idea what's happening. We don't know what to say. And then we fear that someone may knock on our door at 4 in the morning. Right? Someone, they're going to knock on your door at 4 in the morning whether you like it or not. In fact, and the most important thing is we really need to make dua from our hearts. Don't blame anyone. Let's not point our fingers and say, oh, they're like this and they did this and they did that. Rather, let us look at this as an entire ummah, as one community, as one large family. If there was one family, let's just take for example, a family of five individuals. A family of five individuals. And Allah forbid, if one of them was kidnapped, if one of them was killed, the entire family would go haywire. They wouldn't sleep, they would try to do as much as they can. And the Prophet ﷺ describes for us that we are a family. We are like one body. We are like one body. And we tend to forget when we read about these things, what do we say? Well, it happens there all the time. We read about this all the time. We turn the page, we want to read something new. And so much so that over a period of 6 to 8 months, we have no idea what's happening. We've become lost. We have no idea what's happening. And as I always mention, I've mentioned so many times before, that when we do raise our hands after salat, we make dua for ourselves. We make dua for our well-being, our children, our jobs, our homes, our cars, our clothes, our health. What happens to the rest of the ummah? It's just one extra sentence. It's just one extra sentence. It has to come from the heart. It has to come from the heart. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect all of us. The same afflictions that other individuals, Muslims or otherwise, going through in other parts of the world can affect us right here, right now. It can happen to us right here, right now. Things can change overnight. World history shows us and tells us and proves to us that things have been changed within seconds. Governments have been taken down, currencies have been changed. And things like that can happen in any part of the world. These are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to wake up. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the afflictions and tribulations and calamities from the ummah. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in His protection all the time. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all strong faith and strong iman. Faith and iman for ourselves and our generations to come. May He subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala make our matters easy for us. And whatever it is that we need, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill our needs. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Arhamar Rahimeen. It's been a